This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We're going to be doing about four or five of these little things on forgiveness, and why are we doing this? Well, I think that the thing that really makes it important is I think there are real ramifications that are negative to not forgive. And so I think it's a good point for us to look through our lives, at least while you're listening to Paul and I, and say, is there anything I need to forgive anybody for or myself or whatever? Because I think, once again, there are key psychological, emotional, and spiritual ramifications of not forgiving. But let's start with the definition, Paul. What is forgiving or forgiveness?
I think when I begin to think of forgiveness, I think that the key way to look at it is being able to release the debt. Am I ready to let go of my ownership, my responsibility, and my entitlement to get anything back? So when I start to think in terms of releasing a debt, what I'm doing is I'm saying, I no longer am going to hold that person responsible for what happened. I'm not going to hold it over them anymore. And a key thing, an outcome of forgiveness, is I want to restore relationship. I want to have my relationship go back to a previous level of functioning that happened before I was hurt, before I was harmed, to allow us to get back to the place where we were before.
So then, to put it in a textbook kind of definition, forgiveness is the process that one tries to get back to a previous level of functioning that is needed because of the result of some hurt or problem that happened between two or more people.
And it can be a real hurt or a perceived hurt. Sometimes I may be angry about something that, I mean, in reality, maybe I don't have a reason to be angry for, but I perceived that I was wronged. I perceived that I was hurt. So sometimes forgiveness is that process of being willing to set that aside, to set aside the wrong.
Okay, well, that's great. Let's see, is there anything else we've forgotten about a definition process of forgiveness?
You know, what I encourage people to do when we think of forgiveness is really to think almost for them, and not in a relativistic way, but what does forgiveness mean for them? Because I think sometimes it means things differently for other people. And I know cross-culturally there are huge differences in what forgiveness means. So what I try to do is never say, this is my one definition of forgiveness,
okay,
which you need to take. It's, what would forgiveness mean to you? If I thought of a hurt or a harm that had happened in my life, what would it mean for me to forgive that? What would that look like? What would have to happen in order for that to happen?
I think another thing to look at is that we each have different thresholds of need to forgive around. I mean, something that may not really bother me, you know, you may say, oh, I'm really sorry. And I'll say, no sweat. It wasn't a problem. It didn't bother me. But that very same thing might totally devastate someone else.
Absolutely.
And I think our problem when we get into that is that we don't always realize the individual differences in the whole process of forgiveness or the whole process of potentially hurting someone. We can disarm someone. I know you and I have the gift of sarcasm,
That's
if
right.
you will, you know, and we are pretty merciless with each other on a daily basis. And we have a lot of fun with that. We put each other down. You know, sometimes I think we'd make good Australians,
That's
you know,
right.
but we have a lot of fun with that. And some people listen to that and they are flabbergasted. You know, some people who want to show a lot of deference to the leader may come up to me afterwards and say, how do you let Paul talk to you like that? I mean, he's treating you with disrespect. And I go, oh my goodness, I didn't even think of it that way. I felt loved.
Right.
So something that I feel love for, it may be devastating or very negative to somebody else. And so we have these cues that we culturally develop that we need to be sensitive to, especially when we're in cross-cultural context.
And again, I think that's it. It's that making sure that we don't decide for somebody else that they need to forgive something or that a wrong or injustice has been happening, and making sure we have and for me, what is it going to look like for me to forgive? Am I willing to release a debt? And what does that look like? And I use that term because for some folks, that may have to be over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I can release a debt immediately. Mm-hmm. Can I let go of my emotional investment in this? It doesn't mean that I've forgotten it. But it means that I am now willing to let it go. What I use a lot of times with people when we talk about forgiveness and what forgiveness is would be if I owed you $50,000. Mm-hmm. I owe you $50,000, and I come to you and I say, listen, I'm going through a bankruptcy. I'm not going to be able to pay you back. Mm. And we've had an agreement on this. And you say, I understand that. And you're willing to release the debt for me. So you release the debt. Now, the consequence for that is that maybe your kids aren't able to go to college. You weren't able to buy the new car that you wanted to buy. You weren't able to do the house expansion that you wanted to do. You're now surrendering that. A year later, I have a windfall financially. Maybe I win the lottery. I come into millions of dollars. I call you and I say, I want to come by and see you. You were there for me in a time of need. I show up in my brand new vehicle. I come walking up to you and I come to the door and I hand you an envelope. I said, listen, I'm on my way to go on a great cruise with my family and I wanted to give you this to thank you. And you're excited, you know, and you think, wow, it's the check. And what when you open it up, you find out it's a $50 gift certificate to a restaurant with a note that says, thank you for being there.
Uh-huh.
If you've really forgiven the debt, you're not going to come after me. You've released your entitlement to being paid back.
Wow.
And in a hurting sense, am I willing now to release? Am I willing to release the hurt that's happened in my life and allow that person to move forward and not have to experience the consequences of their actions?
That's an incredible example because that really hit me, you know, when if you have a physical debt, like a financial debt, and you actually say it doesn't matter anymore. I forgive and I feel forgiveness within me, then that $50 gift certificate is accepted with a total love and right. affirmation. Wow. I wonder how many of us can do that. It would be hard for me, particularly if I felt that you had not really worked hard at trying to pay off the debt that you owed me.
So. And when you start to see the same thing emotionally
yeah.
and relationally, someone could harm me. And then later in life, they move forward and their life is doing really, really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
I see it a lot in the people that I work with. Say you may have a man who's struggling with pornography
mm-hmm.
and he's harmed all kinds of people. Gets free from pornography, maybe starts speaking in churches, now begins to have a ministry that emerges out of that, begins to get positive accolades for his freedom. But then we look at maybe he's got a wife at home now who's wrestling with forgiveness, seeing that her darkest night has become one of her husband's things where he's getting praise for. How then do we work through that? Real forgiveness is being able to let go of all those things and still work through it. Because forgiveness doesn't mean it isn't this magical letting go.
Right.
There's wrestling. There could be anger. There can be frustration. And I think there can be anger and frustration after forgiveness.
Mm.
Forgiveness becomes a first. It's a choice. I choose to forgive the debt. In the financial example, you would choose to forgive it, but you would still have work to do. Now you have to make changes in your life because of what I've done.
Yeah.
And as you're working through that, you still have work to do. It's not just something that we do verbally. So for me, it's an entire process that kind of involves, first, it's a conscious choice. It's a choice to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
But the process takes time. It is not something that happens immediately.
Man, this is pretty powerful stuff. I'm just amazed at the kinds of stuff it's bringing up inside of me as I think about those kinds of issues. I don't know that we really understand how to manage the process of forgiveness. And I think I'm kind of the person who wants to carry the burden of, well, you're not acting like you've been forgiven. Because I think, you know, well, if you come and you say, Jim, I'm really sorry for this, I kind of want you, I think inside of me, maybe no one else feels this way, but inside of me, I kind of want to expect you to be a little bit deferential. I want you to be humbled. And I don't want that to stop. I mean, 3 years later, I still want you to look at me and avert your eyes. I mean, isn't that bizarre that I would feel that way? But I think a lot of us feel that way of we want to hold on to that. And that, you know, that's where the forgiving the debt sort of seems so powerful to me because it's, I could own you, but I won't.
I choose not to.
I choose not to. Man, that's really incredible. We're just about out of time here, and we've been talking today about forgiveness and focusing in a long and rambling kind of definition of some of the process and the feelings surrounding the whole issue of forgiveness. I hope you found that helpful. We'll talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.